then everything, then the shows did come in, and
so you go into the, just all pack up tonight and go to the
movie, all right, to the show.
Any other news? Well, where would you see one?
Well, it was Eldorado. Of course, after it came, well, then there was a building for plays and public things, fights, fighting, boxing and wrestling and there.
Auditorium or a theater?
Yes. Well,
a place where you'd see a play would be a theater. Would you have a place where you see a play or something like that?
Oh, yes.
Go to the movie, or say call it the movie.
Of course, there were some of those movies when where they did bring in plays or minstrels and those things. And then I was trying to think of that old Olympia House. Was the where, you know, they had the boxing matches and wrestling and those things.
Yeah, they had old Jack Dempsey down here a couple of times.
Right.
Around the area.
Yes, he put on an exhibition up there, and old boy, a man that crawled in a ring with him lived here. And of course, he was about drunk, and we crawled in there, and they went around the two, and old Jack came down here and spent 3 or 4 days, maybe almost a week, and bird hunted with him around here during his heyday, his period of time. Of course, he as wild as he could be, and so was this man George Glover that lived here.
A place where you'd see in a strange town, you'd stay overnight in a
hotel.
Yeah, and you go to see a play or a movie at a say go to the movie theater. Where do you go for an operation? Do y'all have a place in town, or do you have to go to the? If you get sick, you go to the where? And you go to the El Dorado.
Yes, either Warner Brown or Union Memorial. One is Union Memorial. Of course, a county hospital is built for Union County.
Yes.
I had a great hand in that part of it. Operation of it for 10 years.
Yes, sir.
Warner Brown originally was started out as donations from a match by the people, local people, from very wealthy industrialists from St. Louis, named for one of the early families, Warner Brown. Warner Brown was one of the early pioneer families of the county, and it was one of his grandsons that made quite a donation.